Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 26th day of June, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just a little bit cooler, no chemtrails yet, so no complaints. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Supreme Court rules religious schools can use taxpayer funds for playground. And this is an interesting article, and we're going to look at it a little different than other folks would. And we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Supreme Court rules religious school can use taxpayer funds for playground. This is from NPR, sent in by Frank Face for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that taxpayer-funded grants for playgrounds available to nonprofits under a state program could be denied to a school run by a church. Now, what's wrong with that statement? Well, I mean, I guess everything has come full circle and it's heading around again. Because the bottom line is, I love the way it starts, okay, funded grants. We've gone from allocations of Congress to grants, which are frickin' illegal. I mean, this is not, I mean, because that was how they removed the regulations and put this whole country under a contractor, subcontractor, private business under the Uniform Commercial Code, which doesn't have to recognize the People's Bill of Rights, any of our rights or our common law. And then, you have the nonprofits. The church, church wasn't supposed to be a nonprofit. It was supposed to be like a single American national. I mean, it was high as you can get. But again, a nonprofit, yeah, this is the 501c3. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, we need just victory for God. No, it ain't. This is not a victory for God. This is just another nail in the coffin of the Christian religion in this country, whether you believe it or not. Because the best guard that the Christian religion has in this country is within the individual empowered by the common law and having his common law or her common law rights and being able to defend their right to believe whatever they want to believe. Now, when you start bringing in the nonprofits, again, here, this is a 501c3. Well, they should have the right as any other tax-free corporation. Well, the churches, again, were not supposed to be tax-free corporations. They were not supposed to be corporations at all. They were supposed to be on the level playing field with the American National. It was just like another person out here apart from the government. The government was never supposed to have any say in the churches. And in the same instance, the churches were never to be a part of the government because the government was not to be a theocracy. It was to be a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. But like I said, I'm sure there's people going to be, yeah, it's a good thing because I send my kid to a religious school. And to see what they're doing is they're running these schools. And, you know, it's just like any other nonprofit. It's like the charities out there. You know, there's a charity taking in $5-6 million a year. And you say, well, that's a charity. Well, when you go and look at the books on it, they only have to give like 14% actually to the cause that they registered as a 501c3 for. And you'll find out that the CEOs for these charities have private planes and, you know, getting $1 million a year salaries and what might have you. Same with the churches. It has just been, this is why the morality's gone. This is why the country's turned to shit. Because you have the notion, it's just like the military, you know, everybody was in that military worship where you can't say nothing bad about the military, or the police. You can't say nothing bad about them. And so, I mean, and you gave them power. When you turned them into nonprofit corporations, they started building power and they started becoming more and more corrupt, just like the military, just like the so-called policing forces, which can't even exist. I mean, this thing gets so confusing, it's hard to talk about. But the bottom line here is, they shouldn't get any money from the state. They should pay no money to the state. I mean, it should be like an American national. What the churches do is none of the government's business. Absolutely none of the government's business, no more than it is the business of an American national. And the only one could ever call the church to answer for anything would be an American national through the common law, through the procedures outlined in the Bill of Rights. Go ahead.
You know, you put a couple of, there's a couple articles up today about the, the Supreme Court has, no matter what they do, they just take a little bit more away from our freedom. I mean, every time I turn around, they're doing something stupid. I mean, now they're going to, this is kind of veer away from what you're talking about. I mean, now they're going to decide about a friggin' birthday cake.
Well, see, Mark,
bullshit is that?
Well, the bottom line is they have no authority in this realm. The churches, like we, the people, were set aside. I mean, we were apart. The government was something we hired to do something, you know, for a specific task. We give it a limited little amount of power to perform that task. And now through its acts and through its just complete seizure of power, it's claiming dominance over us. I'd just like the Supreme Court ruling on this first article question here. And you see, they kind of had a way, in a way, they could offer an opinion on this because you're talking nonprofit corporations where there shouldn't be no corporations, period. It's free enterprise in this country. But you throw in nonprofit organizations, but the church was never supposed to be a corporation. It's just like your local hardware store. They incorporate with the state, and now they're doing state business. They're collecting taxes from folks, illegal taxes, by the way. They're issuing licenses at their stores and stuff. And so, actually, they are agents of the state. Now, when the church takes on a nonprofit 501c3, they become agents of the state. So technically, the state could rule on this, but I mean, this is how they mix the apples and oranges and make the red Kool-Aid. because technically on a question like this, but the first, man, it's God mighty, it's that ball of spaghetti. The bottom line here, they shouldn't be able to take money from the American nationals and give it to any goddamn corporation. The money shouldn't be there to be talked about. If somebody wants to give to a church and the church wants to have a school, it can. You betcha, and you can send your kid to that church and that school church/church, whatever. That would be perfectly legal, but it would be no church sanctioned by the state or controlled by the state or under any conditions of the state. But when they enter the nonprofit thing, they become a corporation. Corporations are there for making profits. And so as the corporation, the ruling's correct. They should have the right to anything any other corporation has, but they shouldn't, but they can't be an agent of the state. Let's just read it. We have to keep reading this because, it's so goddamn simple. I think people can't figure it, at least the Supreme Court can't figure it out. Now, Article 1.
Supreme Court, Henry, I don't know, it's become such a joke. I just get ill even talking about it. I won't take up too much more of your time. Go ahead.
Okay. The thing is, it doesn't have the authority to rule on the Bill of Rights one way or the other. It can offer opinions to the government itself to say, it can offer the opinion that if you do that, if you take this action, government, any one of you government agents acting under the color of the authority granted by the people, if you do this, one of them American nationals is going to drag your ass as a private person. They're going to put liens on everything you own. They're going to drag you into a common law court and take everything you own. That's what the Supreme Court was in place for. To tell them, to offer opinions before they tried anything, because it was their sworn duty was to enhance the Bill of Rights. Remember, we didn't even need a Bill of Rights. Government could never touch us. But let's look at Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. Well, if you want to establish a religion, you got to go get a 501c3 nonprofit corporation filing. You have to file it, and you have to become an agent of the state. So right there, the whole thing is moot because the churches should never be in a place to get a goddamn government grant. Nobody should, because there shouldn't be government grants. That's what it's so hard to talk about this. Any money spent was supposed to be through allocation of Congress, not through grants granted through a Senate committee. That is not the same thing. We've just seen the whole thing aborted, and made an abomination of it. Or respecting of religion or prohibiting the free exercise of. Now, that was the part that said that, your churches, they were the only institution, actually, that was on the same par as an individual. They had the same rights as every American national, and the government could never touch them. But then again, they couldn't be making money and becoming power brokers by being just, local community churches and your local covenants of people. They wanted more. And you get to these bigger churches, man. And you're talking about the heads of these churches. They're getting $2 or $3 million salaries. They fly around in private jets. You think, that's probably what God wanted though. God was always for that mammon, wasn't he? The consequences is, in all likelihood, a few extra scraped knees, but the exclusion of the Trinity Lutheran from a public benefit for which it is otherwise qualified solely because it is a church is odious to our Constitution. No, it isn't. No. They should not be able to incorporate. They should not be able to become a part of the government. They should have no interaction with the government, period. That's what the first article says, and it was put there for a reason. Because the people didn't want to live under a Masonic dirty church aristocracy like they did in the colonies. And again, this is what's been going all along. And again, this is why they started the 501c3s. It was the churches. It's like these ranchers out here in Oregon bitching about the BLM. How did the BLM get here? I watched that. I can't think what it's called. It was about the Hammonds up there. About up in Burns, about what happened to that Hammond family. It's an outrage. But Mrs. Hammond, then them old ranchers, they said just what I told you. The BLM was put in place to give advantage to the ranchers. And just I watched it happen here and to the miners and the farmers. I watched my public lands be taken over by a handful of elitist goddamn corporate ranchers and corporate miners. and Meath pushed off the land so that they could have their, you know, go in and harvest the land. I mean, take the resources of the land and push me out. And that's why they wanted the BLM, because it made them in control of all the land. What they didn't realize is they were opening the door. They thought that they were always going to control it. That in the end, that they'd shut off all the public lands. And only when Gilbert was a rich rancher or a logger or a goddamn farmer or miner. And that's what it was happening in this. I watched the transition with my own eyes. And then the communists started because they'd opened the door. Once you create this illegal agency, then who's going to head that agency depends on who's in office. And as they keep, the communists kept infiltrating and infiltrating, pretty soon they took over the BLM. Then they started kicking everybody off and handed it over to the internationals, which was their plan in the beginning. But, you know, just like with the Supreme Court thing here, I guarantee you it was the heads of the dirty churches that went out there, man, we could get some power going here. We could really pile up the mammon. We could fly around in private jets. Let's get incorporate. We got to be able to, I mean, it's a violation of the first article, but hey, we're churches. We don't need the first article. We don't need anything.
Yeah, they're going to decide about a wedding cake for two gay guys because the cake maker didn't want to make the damn cake, but they won't even look at the BLM calamity.
Well, the bottom line is, no, the cake thing, Mark, I'm telling you, they have no authority to decide any of this. Our Bill of Rights, let me check it out, brother. Now, the ninth article to our Bill of Rights says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. What this means is they could never create with the Constitution any authority that infringed or touched our Bill of Rights. The Supreme Court has no authority to rule on our rights or other than to offer opinions to the government. That's all the Supreme Court was ever had the authority to do. They had no, it's like when they tried the gay thing, you know, it's gay marriage is legal. It's the law of the land because the Supreme Court judged, I don't know what even article they were coming at it with. But because the Supreme Court just said that, it was under the 14th, the illegal 14th Amendment, which can't even exist if the ninth article exists. So under the 14th Amendment, they're making laws. No, they can't do that. They can't judge our rights. Only it says in the seventh article, and I think the fifth article, it tells us that only in the common law can our rights be judged by us, never by the government. And just like this thing with the cake, did the guy have to bake the queers a cake? Hell no, he didn't. Not if he was a free man. The government can't tell you to bake a cake. The government can't tell us to do anything. They've never had that authority. The only authority they were supposed to exercise was where the tides ebbed and flowed from a military citadel, known as the District of Columbia, a 10-mile square. From that was the only place they were ever to have any authority. Now, even if you come out into the states can't make you bake a cake for a queer. And they can't tell you can't bake cakes unless you bake one for a queer. They just can't do it because the state has no more authority than the Fed does over the individual. The individual lives within the common law. And the only one that can tell an individual American national anything, they can get an order, is through a common law court, and it has to be through a filing. You have to show a damage, or you have to show a civil crime. Now, if somehow these queers wanted to claim that they'd been damaged because they couldn't get a cake from this particular baker, well, then you'd put 12 people in the jury box, and they could come up and go, well, however in hell they would talk, faggy, I'm sure. They say, well, we just, you know, we had a real bad fucking day because we couldn't get our cake baked. We wanted this cake from this guy here.
Really, it's really amazing, isn't it, Henry? I mean, they're gonna use the Supreme Court to figure this garbage out. I mean, it just blows me away. They can't just go pick. I mean, just go pick 12 freaking guys and get it over with. Or better yet, just, you know, pick a representative somehow and go in and figure this damn thing out. This has got nothing to do.
Mark,
with
what you got to
even 12 people, it's so ridiculous.
What you got to understand, brother, is the government has no authority in the matter. They have zero authority. They're
understand.
Not even supposed to talk. Okay, now if the queers had a problem, they would have to file a civil complaint because there is no crime here. Nobody was hurt, but they could file a civil complaint and they could say, well, you know, I just got my gay feelings hurt all over the place, and then you'd tell 12 people that and say, well, what do they deserve? Well, couldn't you bake your own damn cake? Couldn't you? go down the road and get another. Did you try to go get a cake somewhere? No, I want a cake. I want that man to bake me a cake. And you know what? They'd say, fuck you. You have no authority here. You have no standing in this court. Get out. In fact, if the guy wanted to countersue him for his day lost to work to go to court over this bullshit, they'd have to pay him. But as far as the government telling anybody they have to do anything, they've never had authority. And if they say that they created that authority through some imagined contract or through a written contract, I don't care if you write out a contract that says, oh, the government can have authority over me. Our rights are unalienable. That means we can't even give them away. That means that any thought of creating a contract, you would have to, final authority in any contract within the boundaries of the United States would be the Constitution of the United States. And in that Constitution, there could exist no authority that violates those rights. It's that goddamn simple. But still, there, you know, I'm seeing this Investigation Nation going on again. You guys are seeing it. You know, investigating Trump's connection to Russia. And then, goddamn, what was her name? Lynch, Loretta Lynch. How much did she know? And all this shit. They're waving that wiper while they're carting the goddamn country out at the back door. That's what's going on here. This shit is, do you try to convince yourself anything is even changed in the minutest little bit for anybody but the filthy rich since Obama walked out? It's the same goddamn program, people. Wake up. It's just going on, and it's getting worse every day, and it's going to continue to get worse every day. And it doesn't stop until we stop it, because these are thieves. They are parasitic, mindless thieves. They can't stop. They're kleptomaniacs on a grand scale. They cannot stop stealing. They have to steal. And just you telling them, I see you stealing. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, this is what I don't get, man. I don't understand how and why, you know, why people can't pick up the playbook after Obama. I mean, why would you go out and steal, just vote for another con artist? You know, that's what kills me, man. I don't understand why people go and waste their precious time. You know, and I see who my enemies are out here. You know, the one, whoever got the stickers on and whoever got Blue Lives Matter, all y'all tests are my enemies out here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All this blue, you are my enemy, because you know why? When something goes down, the first people you're going to run to is not going to be we, the people who stand up against this tyranny. It's going to be the police, the sheriff, all the people who have been impressing us our entire lives. And these are the very people that these people go out, vote for, like you said earlier. They worship and they praise these people. And you know, the main thing that you said, man, that resonated with me about a week or two ago. You know, you said Thomas Jefferson would have been slapping us if he saw how we've been bowed down to authority. And that is totally true. As a matter of fact, I might get that done on a t-shirt with your name beside it as a quote.
Well, that would be cool. But yeah, I mean, the people who founded it, I mean, we have, through the de-education of 100 years, I mean, we've completely lost. People don't understand who they are. You walk up to the average person. I've watched them go out on the beaches, and this is like during spring break for the colleges, and ask them who Abraham Lincoln was. Wasn't he president during the Second World War? I mean, they're not teaching these children anything, and their parents aren't teaching them anything, obviously. I mean, the simple thing of getting kids to read a book. I mean, I could read books by the time I was in third grade. And I could read good enough to read a newspaper. And I wanted to read, and I wanted to read history. I wanted to know who I was. I wanted to know what my country was. Reading something as simple as the Bill of Rights, man, that any kid could graduate a school calling itself an American school and not know the Bill of Rights is just, that blows me away. But it is, it's the norm. And then we're talking here about the religious school here, you know, not, like I said, there could be the churches were the original schools. I mean, that's where there was the building, you know, that's where the congregations came together. And I'm sure they sat there on Sunday and said, you know what? We need a teacher. We're out here in the middle of nowhere and we're working our asses off. It'd be nice if we all, you know, threw in a few bucks out of our crops next year, hired as a school marm to come down here and teach our children. And see, that was what it was supposed to be. That's how it was supposed to be. And right there in that church was probably where the deal was done. Because that would have been some place that the people operated in their capacity as common law nationals. I mean, where would you gather? I imagine a lot of things were decided. I know that the church where my dad grew up, on the farm there, I'd seen it. I went to it when I was just a little tiny feller. I can barely remember it. But and since, you know, it's been torn down and stuff, but that was the church for the community. My grandfather cut the timber from his own land and built the church for the community, and that's where everybody gathered. And I got to believe that when the school started up, that's where the idea came from. They were all at church, and they said, it'd be a lot better for us. It's hard for us. Our kids need to be educated. The bottom line is when we took this country from a king, we were the best educated people on this planet. And a lot of people don't know that because they're not educated enough to know the people were educated. Maybe that's why we got away with it back then, and that's why we done it. But the dumbing down. I mean, it is truly remarkable. The things that you, I mean, like I said, you know, they'll talk about George Washington. People don't even know who they are. They were didn't even know who the father of their country was. Supposedly, I mean, that's a con too. It was all been a con job. But they didn't know that, let alone who somebody like Patrick Henry or Nathan Hale were. They haven't a clue. If they didn't watch it on a movie, they know. I mean, I'll tell you what, we're the most history. It's crazy to say it, but more people know history on account of South Park than they do of these public schools. South Park has taught history better than your public schools that you pay billions for every year, people. This is how out of hand and how bad it has gotten. And all they want to teach your children is how to rebel against you. Go ahead.
You know, you're 100% right, man. You know, this has all been a plan. You know, I've said this so much, man. I've learned so much from you, you know what I'm saying, other real patriots who really are woke, you know. I've learned more by listening to you than I ever learned in all my years of school. And all my years of school, I've learned more about the common law, about how this country really supposed to work than I ever learned in school, man. I really have.
I hear you, brother. And the thing is, you got to ask why. I mean, they'll come up and tell you about the billions spent on schools. Well, that billions is evidently being spent on communist indoctrination. I mean, it has to be, doesn't it? I see what the product is when it comes out the other end. Looks like a pack of communists to me. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious. Divergent Flavor Labs, handmade all-original flavor line, will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1238 Pacific Time. That was Don Henley with All She Wants to Do is Dance, and I play that song every once in a while. And, I mean, it just shows, I mean, the depravity, the level of corruption around the world. Not, I mean, it's bad here. I mean, we're among the worst. But it's gotten to the point where people just, they sit there and they look at these outrages, even the people committing the outrages. They're sitting there telling you they're committing the outrages. You think, I mean, has it become to the point that it's just accepted that everything's just criminality? Dallas City Council angry that they can't just take man's land. And this kind of emphasizes that point. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Paul for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. In a recent video posted to YouTube, Dallas City Council person, we don't want to accidentally misgender anyone, and that probably might, Sandy Grayson can be seen ranting about how upset she is that the city can't just claim eminent domain over a man's land. This is an eminent domain case for a much-needed water line, Grayson starts off. She continues with, and the council is being asked today to go to settle this case with a man who has fought us for years and has cost Dallas taxpayers millions of dollars and intends to cost us millions more unless we settle with him by going around his property. Now, other ordinary people, regular people like you and I, who can't afford to fight the city of Dallas over an eminent domain case for years and years, we end up getting our property taken. And sometimes it's very necessary. We need water lines. We need roads. We need some of these public improvements. So I'm not blaming anyone that we're settling this case today. I mean, I totally understand that we're doing kind of what we have to do here, but it's just infuriating that if you are rich enough, you can hold the city hostage, but if you have nothing, the city can just take from you. I mean, she can't even see the other side of the goddamn coin that she's a part of. Now, evidently, this man had some legal standing. He just happened to have the money to hold his legal ground. What about, when she's talking, well, if it's just a regular person, we just take what we want from them. And they're up against the mighty city of Dallas with unlimited resources from the people. Now she's bitching because the people's money wouldn't outspend this fella. This is how bad it's gotten. And as we watch this crap, what is lost here is the theft. When the port down there in California was shut down, I mean, the ships backed up into the goddamn ocean. These are the ships that are hauling the wealth of our nation away, people. And while we're watching the investigation of Loretta Lynch and Donald Trump Facebook this or Twitter that, we talked about it a couple of years ago. Every day it goes by, billions more of our wealth is going out the goddamn ports. And meanwhile, they've got us into another goddamn game here for four more years of uninterrupted theft of your resources is what's going on. And people cannot see that simple fact. And if you see it, like, I know it's there. I'd love to stop it, but goddamn, I'm doing everything I can do right here. And if we just listen and talk and say, there goes another trillion. Yep, there goes another. One day it's going to be all gone. Because this is a full court press to take the last of what we have. Right now, they're bringing in the ill-begotten gains from the last theft of 8 years of Obama, which actually started with his buddy, his good friend, George W. Bush Jr., which actually started with his good buddy, Bill Clinton, because they all shit through the same hole. And you know, it's coming to the point. I mean, people say, would you rather had Hillary? Yeah, I woulda. At least everybody might not have looked in the other way and kept their eyes on the wealth flowing out of this country. Maybe they'd have stood up. But you get somebody there to entertainment, and really, man, that is really what's happened in this country. Everybody's just entertained. I guess they can give you whatever entertainment you could be watching. That would be the perfect scenario with that smartphone up in front of your face, playing a game on it just before that bullet goes through your back of your head and comes out the front and through that Facebook, just right over into the damn ditch. That would be befitting. It would be deserved at this point. but not for all of us. The people, I mean, you see it in everywhere you look, the people who stand up get shit on. The people who are in the right, in this, I mean, you know, the ones that like to come out and talk about the good Christian country too. You know, it's a Christian country. And the Christians back, the Judeo-Christians back the control of your country by a foreign king. The eating out of your resources by foreign countries, by foreigners, period. And you think about after the Revolutionary War, this huge country belonged to a handful of people. A little goddamn handful of people. It was all ours. And everything that's been gone, I signed nothing away. Did you? I know my grandfather didn't sign anything away. It's been stolen. And if they steal us down to a point, I mean, they've removed all the manufacturing from the, I heard them bragging a while ago about, oh, you know, the service industry, you know, the waitresses and waiters, boy, that we're really kicking some ass in that industry. Minimum wage industry, my God, people, who fell for that? I sure as hell didn't when the Walmart started coming in and the Kmarts and the Circle Marts and the Mart started coming in. And I seen all the local businesses going the way of the dodo bird. Because they couldn't compete with Chinese goods on an international scale. They were the local hometown grocery store, hardware store, what might have you store. And now that they're all gone, well, now you're getting shitty treatment from Walmart, who's only selling you Chinese shit, and take it or leave it, and no, you can't return it. We have allowed this to, I mean, just goddamn wanton negligence. Of negligence of our duty to our country and to one another and to our common law. And, it, you know, it's all been facilitated through that War Powers Act and the Trading with the Enemies Act. Because when people first discovered this, I know when I first discovered it, I went right for the goddamn courts. I learned the law, and I went to apply my goddamn rights. I said, I told myself, I can read. I read the Bill of Rights. I have these rights. This one's being violated. Excuse me. This one's being violated. That one's being violated. They're all being violated. You violate one, you violate them all. And I said, well, I've got to enforce my rights. So I went and I understood where I was going. And, you know, when you first go to do it, you run into just walls because it's layered and there ain't no way to get to the second layer because it's on the other side of the sphere. But once you discover what the common law is, it's always been right there, right in front of your face. And it should be right there in your hands to use easily. For each person to use. And then that's when you discover, well, there ain't, the goddamn courts are gone. They've removed the courts. The only place that I can exercise, the only place I can take this government to task, where I have superior authority like I'm supposed to have as an American national, they've removed it. How'd they remove it? Through the Trading with the Enemies and the War Powers Act. They just said it. And then I go look at the ninth article. Ninth article said they can't do that. So now we're in a position to where it's just force against force. Excuse me. Force against force. And then, you know, people start coming together on the issue and you start saying, hey man, there's a big frickin' problem because like I was mentioning earlier, you know, with the song, All She Wants to Do Is Dance. I mean, the criminality, we see the CIA. Well, yeah, the CIA, there was a bunch of agents down there partying with cocaine and with the people down in Colombia. I mean, just having them a hey old time on our buck. And you see that blatant corruption. Nobody went to jail. And then you see the 2008 derivatives bubble. You know, it's just that's a fancy. They gave it a name so that they get it in your head that, I mean, it's like, the treaties with the Indians identifying what's being taken away. They gave it, you know, the derivatives bubble. No, it was international fraud and it was perpetrated upon the people of the United States. It was criminality beyond criminality. And again, you know, here they, I mean, everybody seemed so goddamn surprised when Comey came out and laid out Hillary Clinton's crimes and then said, nobody will prosecute her. But it was certain. Henry, yeah, go ahead.
You know, I was on a tirade talking about the CIA, you know, in my acronym form, I called them criminals in action, right? Yeah. And this guy, he was just looking at me just as funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I spit in his face. I told him, I said, man, do you realize what the CIA does? I said, you ever heard of Operation Mockingbird? I said, they're the one that infiltrated the news, and they tell us all the lies, stuff that they want to hear. I said, do you realize that they go to other countries and fabricate false revolutions just to overthrow countries, just to take their natural resources and pop in a dictator? When I told him that, man, that dude looked like he just wanted to just, like, call the law on me, all because I was actually telling him the truth. I mean, he's looking at me like I had committed the worst crime in the world, like I killed his wife or something, man.
When you're,
I mean, people
when,
don't want to know the truth, man.
When you're speaking the truth as a patriot, and everybody seems to be coming at you, you can figure your country's occupied. There can, I mean, growing up, I mean, I'll be 56 this year. When I, growing up until about seventh grade, that's when everything, I mean, there was a big, big plug-in at that time. But I mean, I can still remember grammar school and the things I was taught in grammar school. It was a totally different realm. And, you know, you were taught American history. You were told that, you know, the reason you're a patriot. I mean, like with me, I talk about the communism. You were taught what communism, fascism, socialism, all of it was and why it was bad. And why what you had was so superior, and that why you were on a par with the crown heads of Europe. You are the nationals of this country. You are the sovereigns of this country. No king, and no one stands above anybody else here. And nobody from another country stands above us. But we see it every day. When foreigners come to this country, you know, they're treated like royalty, and they push our people out of the way. Hell, they'll clear the streets. It's getting more like a banana. Well, it is a banana republic. It is the biggest banana republic to ever exist on this planet. And like I said, the corruption has gotten so bad, like the CIA we were talking about, an agency that cannot exist, never authorized by the people, a seizure of power. And it began with Abraham Lincoln and the Pinkertons. That's where when the Secret Service, and then they had to sneak and spy on everybody else around the world, so we had the CIA. Again, all of this was supposed to be contained within that 10-mile square known as Washington, D.C., never to come out here and I mean, that's why that was the argument of the Federalists, why we did not need a Bill of Rights. They can never, I mean, the Constitution's clear. Just 10-mile square here, they can't never come out to where you're at and bother you. They're separate from you. They're just an apparatus over there out of the way, right? And now we see it, you know, we've seen it come right here to where I live, to Oregon, to Burns, Oregon. I seen Lavoie Finnegan murdered by that national goddamn jurisdiction. I see the Bundys. I've seen the Hammonds exposed to double jeopardy. I've seen the Bundys arrested with no authority whatsoever. I do not think that here in Burns, Oregon, is a part of that 10-mile square there at Washington, D.C. But you got to remember, and when the people who argue against what we're saying, they talk about the Federalists, their main argument for no Bill of Rights was that the government could never do this to us because the Constitution already forbade it. It said there was just going to be this little thing over there. And it was never going to be in your life. It was going to be over there in that 10-mile square. It was going to deal with foreign countries. It was going to make sure that you had debt-free currency so that you could operate. It was all for you because they love you. And we all know that it was a sham. Just like, you know, the anti-federalists back then, it was a long time before, when even growing up, like I said, I had a better education than some, I suppose. But there was the anti-federalists, you'd hear them mentioned. Nobody ever said what they said. And finally, you get to read the anti-federalist papers. You can see why they've been hidden from us. Because those people back then who wrote those anti-federalist papers, they just outlined exactly what we were going to be living in today when they had taken us over. When the aristocrats, and they called them aristocrats at the time, the same aristocrats that hijacked the popular uprising and called it a revolutionary war so that the king's charter would be surrendered to them. They just took over as the new king with a board instead of, you know, with a group they called a Congress instead of a goddamn king. And then all they had to do was corrupt that, and hell, I mean, they just figured it from the beginning, it all belonged to them, and they knew we were here, and they knew we were armed, so they had to keep trying to con us, and giving us the illusion of freedom, so that we'd come across this continent and conquer it from the Indians, and once it was all conquered, well, it's time for the ditches, and the 40 caliber hollow points through your head. They have no more need for us. And we see it every day, this healthcare thing that they're debating, I'm just gonna throw this in there. You know, I've looked at the numbers and the billions people that the insurance companies are making. Do they even put on a Band-Aid? No, they don't. These are the Jew middlemen that are taking 95 cents of every healthcare dollar Just because they're Jews. Because they infiltrated into our government. They've removed our government and replaced it with an occupation that they control. That's why 95 cents of, I mean, they can say, well, there's people here and people there. I don't give a shit. I look at the solid numbers. I mean, if you've got, say, I've got, it's hundreds of billions of dollars going to these insurance companies every year. That money was not spent on doctors, okay? And they're saying, well, we can't afford it. No, we can't afford 95 cents of every goddamn dollar we're going to pay for healthcare going to a fucking Jew. We can't afford that. But their idea here is, and I'm telling you, this is the con I've been watching, because it's part of, like, tax reform. Because the filthy fucking rich that have been taking every goddamn thing since 2008, when the derivatives bubble, so-called derivatives bubble, when the fraud was discovered, when the fraud just finally frauded out till it couldn't be hid no more, when it collapsed, then you've seen the richest of the rich. Okay, did they suffer any? I mean, I seen 100 million of my people lose everything they'd worked all their lives for and been put out on the streets and in tent cities. But did they lose a thing? Hell no, they didn't. They took and we borrowed the money from them to bail them out, and now we owe the money, our great grandchildren do, to them with interest. I mean, goddamn, if people can't see that as just a blatant robbery, I don't know what to tell you. And then you have the healthcare thing. You, like I said, you know, if you take all that money in one block, I mean, it shouldn't be taken from us. We should be getting the money for our resources and annuity checks. It belongs to us. And then we would buy, I guarantee you, every one of us could have the finest health care on this planet, because we'd have the money to pay for it. There wouldn't be no middle Jew man. And the middle Jew man is what has stolen our goddamn country from us. They're the ones stealing it right now. Every day, billions of dollars of our wealth is going out the goddamn ports. That's what nobody wants to talk about. And that's what you won't hear during any election. They'll do, well, the big man, they pulled off a pretty good one this time. You got to give them that. We come out with immigrants. This immigrant thing. We realize when we goddamn everybody in this nation. Yeah, everywhere I look, there's one of them. Got somebody's job. I guess that's a real issue. And so this charlatan, this clown, this carnival barker comes up and goes, I'll clear everyone. He said, every one of them, remember people? Every one of them has to go. And then so the stupid people, the cowards who will not stand up and fight with the rest of us to clear this shit out, and rather than just say, you know what, we're not voting anymore. This, I mean, you want to take this thing to the, I mean, everybody is, how we, even before the election, before this Trump thing came up, how do we get them? How do we get them cornered? And I said, you shut down the ports. But even better than that, everybody who is sick of this shit just goes and unregisters to vote. Just take it off. And then there's down till they got about, you know, 10 million, 20 million people that'll actually, that's all they got on their voters rolls. Well, you can't claim no, consent then, can you? And then they're going, well, why won't you, you guys got, now they try to make a law to make you vote is what they do. Because they do not have consent. It's all fabricated. It's all bullshit. It's all a production. But then you're standing there. Well, were you guys, what's the problem here? I'm telling you, this would wake their asses up, and it would have. But you had people, I'll say Trump, and he said immigration thing, and I'm voting. I mean, this is how fucking retarded they are. Instead of saying, God damn it, you know, that they couldn't tell you nothing to get you to vote. Nobody was going to vote. It was going south on them. So they come up with what would make the people vote? They're sitting there, the think tanks are pouring on it all day long, man, 24/7, three frickin' shifts. How can we get them to come out and give us consent? God damn, they're not going to do it this time. We can put Hillary in there, but there's probably going to be guns going off by the next week. We got to have something, guys. And somebody happened to be look up at one of the screens, and there he was at the WWF ring, shaving a guy's head. It's Donald Trump. What do they pissed off the most about, guys? What are they mad? Well, it's goddamn immigrants, man. I mean, not the immigrants, but this is goddamn invasion. They've taken all their jobs. They've drove wages down. Hell, everything's outsourced through NAFTA, CAFTA, and GATT. It's what's starving them. They do blame. If we're going to shift the blame from the people who truly deserve it, which are the Zionist Jew pricks that are infiltrated into our country, where can we shift it to where they'll buy it? God damn, we can't turn them on each other. We've been trying. They're not going for the Republican, Democrat, left, right, false paradigm anymore. How can we shift it? Well, God damn, those dirty, we'll just turn around with our invaders we brought in here for the cheap labor. We'll turn them on them.
and tell them that we're going to get rid of them all. That should give us another 8 years of stealing. And how long can you, this is a huge country and it's goddamn wealthy, but even the hugest country, if you're going full blast, you're going to eat out the substance. You're going to take everything. They want everything. This is why you see them piling up the oil and then open it up for export and all this shit going on while you're going hungry. Your goddamn country is, you're going to become the number one oil exporter by 2018 and your people are going to be going hungry. That means you ain't getting none of it. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, if anybody talks to you about it, say, you do realize by the billions, by the trillions out of these ports, which are now foreign owned, the wealth of this country is being sucked out. You can't argue that it ain't. And that is the Word from the Trenches.